You most likely know this football player, not for what he did on the gridiron, but instead for what he said just before he died. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. It's a movie, and one particular line, for that matter, that people still know today.
Ronald Reagan played the role of Gip in Newt Rockne All-American. The film was based on Newt Rockne's life, but Gip played a big role in it. And Ron Reagan was the guy who played the role of the Gipper, as he became known.
Bob Urkla is speaking of George Gip, famed Notre Dame football player. Ronald Reagan portrayed Gip's last days in the movie Newt Rockne All-American.
Someday when the team's up against it, the brakes are beating the boys. Ask them to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Gipper.
But Bob says the win one for the Gipper line perhaps took some liberties with what Gip said to Coach Rockne just before his death.
When I've heard it from other former teammates, it just seemed so out of character for Gip to say something like that. Of course, you don't know. Somebody's on his deathbed. That can change.
8 years after Gip's death, Notre Dame was losing to undefeated Army. Rockne's halftime speech recalled the Gipper's words.
The speech was definitely made in the locker room at halftime of that Army-Notre Dame game. Now, whether that was his version of what Gip told him or not, I guess we never really will know.
And the movie in 1940 solidified the line. When Reagan later became president, his win one for the Gipper continued to keep Gip's football career in people's minds.
But George, just one personal request. Go out there and win one for the Gipper.
I think they were good for each other. Ronald Reagan, his career was helped a lot by playing George Gipp. And George Gipp, 20 years after his death, also now became well known.
People still come here to Gipp's hometown and visit the grave of an All-American football player whose words were immortalized by a president. Traveling the countryside in Calumet, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.